Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at lowes.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to tell you along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Herb and I will be on until 4:30 this afternoon, and then we'll hand it off to the LSU Radio Network. And then at 6:30 tonight, kickoff between the LSU Fighting Tigers, Frank Wilson's first game as a head coach with the Tigers, going up against the Alabama Crimson Tide. Herb, I remember years ago, man, this was the game CBS featured.
Yes.
It was either 2:30, 3 o'clock game, or at night, a 6:30, 7 o'clock game.
Yes, sir.
It's lost some luster this year because of what's happened with LSU. Nothing happened with Alabama. I mean, they got beat that first game, but after that, they done roll tide over everybody. So, you know, Frank, and your thoughts on, I think this LSU team will come out inspired tonight. To be honest with you, I don't know if they have enough to beat Alabama, but I think they will play hard against the Crimson Tide.
So, first of all, this game still holds a lot of luster, if you will, and it still has a really great meaning just to have LSU and Alabama play against one another, the Tigers versus the Tide. And it's always a special day and a special evening. But I will say this, if those guys don't come out pumped up and ready to go, something's wrong. And,
I agree.
And then it wouldn't be then on the coaches at that point, because I know who Frank is and I know what Frank brings to the table. Frank is one of the best coaches in America. He's one of the best motivators in America. He's also one of the best speakers in America, which is why he's so really great at recruiting and bringing people in. And he can sit down with the best of them and bring, you know, the very best player to LSU, to any school, wherever he's at. And I know for a fact that he's going to have those boys ready to roll. He's already put down his anchor when you look at his, you know, the past couple of weeks and his interviews and the way he speaks, the way he answers questions, the way that he holds himself with dignity, with discipline, with pride. To me, it's just been just that alone. It's been a lot different than just experiencing LSU football, just listening to Frank and understanding him speak eloquently in the way that he talks to the media, in the way that his rapport is with the media. You know, with the last on Thursday, I think he had an interview, and I was looking at it, and I watched it, and I just paid attention to who he was, right, with the people in the room. I just remember one of the last questions that was asked to him was, well, LSU hadn't won a coin toss in 12 tries. And he was like, really, you know, just kind of dumbfounded about it and didn't understand, you know, how do you know that? Like, you know, why do you even know that? Why is that even a thing? And then he answered the question. He said, well, maybe we haven't. I'll check into that. I'll get with my analytics team and figure out, should we do something different to win the toss this game? And then they said, okay, no more questions. Good. So as he was walking off from the podium, the mic was still hot, and then you can hear him having a conversation with whoever asked the question off camera, you know, off the microphone, away from the microphone. And it just was a genuine exchange from them about this. And, man, look, I appreciate you asking that question. You get any other information you can give me, let me know. And to me, that's him being vulnerable. That's him being understandable, you know, trying to understand his day and his time and his place and where he is at the moment. I don't think I ever seen Brian Kelly, and this is not picking on Brian Kelly. I've never seen him have any sort of communication outside of his cryptic, very, you know, coded conversations or responses to whatever questions there were. So to me, that was just refreshing to see that. And then Frank being a West Bank boy from Algiers, baby, that's where we from. That's what we do, Algiers 1.5 all day. Anyway, that's
Old Perry Walker,
OP Dub, man. You know, well, he didn't go to Old Perry Walker, but
but he was coaching.
He was a coach over there. That's right. That's right. So, yeah, so he a fellow West Bank boy. So I'm excited about him and really, really, truly proud to call him a friend and somebody that I really do trust and root for. And I think he's going to be phenomenal at what he does in this interim time period.
One of the things you brought up about it hasn't lost that much luster, think maybe from a national standpoint, maybe a little bit, because these teams were playing for something. Right now, Alabama's the only team really playing. If you're talking about getting into the top 12, LSU's chances null and void.
Yep.
But one of the things that have happened over the last 10 years, and I actually put this out, I think it was Wednesday. Go to show I got time, and I'm not always looking at stock to purchase. But over the last 10 years, LSU Alabama has been the number one yearly college regular season rivalry game that has produced the most NFL players.
Yep.
Think about in the 10-year time frame that they've had, they've produced 165 players that were drafted into the NFL in 10 years.
That's amazing.
Ohio State, Michigan was second, 158.
Mm-hmm.
And Ohio State, Penn State actually was third, 141. Georgia, Florida, 138. But think about 165 players over the last 10 years.
That's some talent.
That's some talent out there. Out on that field, and we think about, you know, the Joe Burrows and the Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. But you think Derrick Henry was in this game.
Yep.
You know.
Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram. Fitzpatrick.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Tyrann.
You know.
Tua Tagovailoa in this game. And
Jaden Daniels.
Man, they had some talent out there in that football field. And it was like almost watching an all-star game in college football.
Yeah.
When you watch those two teams play. And I think people wanted to see that. They wanted to see that on national television.
I think people still want to see that. And I think that, you know, with the LSU-Alabama game, you know, and I said this, I think, earlier this season or even sometime, you know, last year, LSU-Alabama is not really LSU, in my mind's largest rival. It's just the largest game when it comes to the impact of when they play during the season and what's at stake. And then they have the most talent on both sides that's playing against each other. And like you said, it's basically an all-star game, but they're playing it like a real game. You know, you have an all-star talent, but they want to win. They want to, you know, show who's best, who's the macho man of the SEC West too at the time, you know. And so with that being said, it's still in my mind. And then everybody that I've talked to over this week and the past week, they still see that game like that. They just don't see that. They don't know if LSU is going to really – which LSU team is going to show up. Let me call it that.
It's the unknown.
Yes, it's the unknown because they've been so up and down, so, you know, roller coasters, if you will, with this season. And everybody went into this season saying, this is it. This is the season for us to get close to – you know, get into the playoffs and then really make a run and potentially becoming a championship-winning football team. The problem is the team hasn't shown up holistically, special teams, offense, defense in each game. And so that's bit them in the butt a little bit in the three games that they've lost.
You think about if you don't show up, you get beat.
Or you're going to get beat bad if you don't show up tonight.
Okay, with a little more than 2 minutes left in the game, Penn State is winning over Indiana 24-20. Indiana 9-0. They were a 13.5-point favorite over the Nittany Lions. It is being played in Pennsylvania, but still, if you don't become ready to play, you're going to get beat.
Especially in today's college football, because everybody is pretty much on the same plane when it comes to talent. And so when you think about and you look at what's happening at Penn State and Indiana, Indiana is a great team. They're a well-coached team. They have all of that. But they really haven't been in this situation before as a group and as a team, as and their leaders haven't been in a situation. So this is a perfect game for them. If they can come back and win this game, it's really going to help them maneuver and move forward during the season as it is.
And so we'll keep you updated on that in another top 10 matchup. It really hasn't been much of a game. Texas Tech has took the big thick belt out, and they have whipped the backside of Brigham Young 26-7. We're in the fourth quarter of that football game. But to be honest with you, almost from day jump street here,
Texas Tech
jumped on BYU, and BYU didn't look like they were in the same league as the Red Raiders, who had a loss. They went to Arizona State. They were kind of full of themselves there, and they took a whipping too. So, boy, it goes to show you, I think in the polls, I think BYU was seventh, Texas Tech was eighth. And I think they were 11.5-point favorite, Texas Tech, in this game.
They were.
Over BYU. So, BYU has not played well today at all. Missed field goals. They blotched a punt, punt returner. Misses it. It just never got anything started on offense, to be honest. I give tremendous credit. Texas Tech's defense, all 11 players that start did not start at Texas Tech. They were all transfer portal guys. Cody Campbell, how much money you want? How much money you want to come here to Tech?
If he's asking me personally, I need about $250 million.
Oh, he can handle that. He's worth about $8 billion. $250 million. That's like asking me for $200.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. Can I borrow $200?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I actually got it on me. we'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTillo along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got great food and drink specials here at Acme. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. Couldn't do it without them. Map Built, Build Beyond. We'll be back with more Tiger Tailgating right after this.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This message. Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettay along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Again, great food and drink specials here at Acme. Also, you can watch all the games. They have them on television, and you can watch it here at Acme. And if you're looking for catering, we're getting closer now to Thanksgiving and Christmas, New Year's. You don't want to do the traditional ham and turkey. Hey, you can get them to cater any event, especially the big events and birthday parties, you name it. Give them a call here at Acme, and they will take care of that for you. Also, too, we want to thank Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond, our presenting sponsor here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show.
Yes, sir.
I think one of the biggest surprises this year, I got to talk to him at Manning Pass, is Ben Ty Simpson.
Okay.
Okay, if I would have told you this deep into the season, heading into the LSU game, he's thrown for over 2,200 yards, 20 touchdowns, only one interception. Okay, they got one loss, and that first game, to be honest, he didn't play great, but, man, it was the defense that was poor for Alabama. They were bad that game against Florida State.
They were poor.
Ty Simpson has really been a revelation on what he's been able to do. And so we do in the interviews at Manning, at Charlie's with me, and so because I just had my knee surgery. And so I sit down, I'm doing the interview with him, and he was like, "You okay, sir?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm good. And he was like, toward the end, I asked him how it is, because I know you didn't have a lot of experience. He said, "No, you don't have a lot of experience when you only play one game
That's right.
A starter."
Mm-hmm.
Look what he's done to that Alabama program. It's been amazing. Really, he's been a terrific football player for
them. You know, of course, the best teacher is experience of anything, right?
Correct.
And so what he's done is he's been able to step into a Kalen DeBoer's offense and really thrive in it, because that offense is one that is quarterback-friendly, I'm going to tell you that. And then they already had talent left over from the team that they had last year, and then also from, you know, when Coach Saban retired. So they have a lot of talent. They have the right pieces, and I think they have the right coach that is a person that you can see his fire when he's on the sideline, but it's controlled fire. And I appreciate that.
That's a good comment, because you can see it in him. It's a controlled, sort of driven aggressiveness that he's got out on that football field. Man, he's a tough guy. I thought I gave him a good compliment. I said, "You know, you remind me a lot of watching you throw." And I said, "You remind me a lot of Garrett Nussmeier." And he said, "You're not the only one to tell me that, Mr. Mike." I thought Nussmeier would have his season. And maybe he would have Nussmeier's season, which he's having. Because, again, when you don't have a lot of experience, you're going to go through some difficult times. He hasn't went through a lot, to be honest with you.
I think what you see out of Ty is a direct correlation between coaching quarterback and coaching team, right? You see a quarterback that is successful. Okay, you got punched in the mouth in the first game, right? You lose that game. What do you do next? What's next? You get up and you keep fighting and you keep punching. And what they've done is they've taken on the persona of the coach. They've taken on the persona of what that organization or that you know, what they want to be as far as the Alabama Crimson Tide. And they're, a really hard-nosed, you know, we're going to beat you up front, and then we're gonna play some games with you on the outside, right? And then we're going to still run the football on you, and they're not afraid to do that. So, and I think Ty Simpson has shown a lot of grace in the way that people really perceived him the first game of the season. And then you got to go back to last year. Remember, he started that one game last year when I can't keep thinking of the kid's name, got
Jalen
benched.
Jalen Milroe
got benched, and then Ty came in, and he looked awful.
He didn't look
good. He did not look good at all. And he went back to work. And then so now you're seeing the fruits of the labor of that. And then also, again, I just can't say enough about Kalen DeBoer. He was on the hot seat even last year, you know, to the tail end of last year. And when I say hot seat, I mean the Alabama, fan base was like, "Where's Saban? We need Saban back. We didn't win a championship. We need Saban back," right? And so he was on the hot seat then, and then he was, especially after that Florida State game, and now they're seeing that, you know what, this guy is an actual coach. He knows what he's doing. Give him some time. And so he's got that team rolling. He's got those guys confident. And the best thing about what I think that Kalen DeBoer is doing is he is making a statement. I belong here. And we haven't – Brian Kelly, 4 years, has not done that. He was still pounding the table after the first game. After every game, we lose in that first game of the season. We win this game, you know, this season against Clemson, and then we just literally never – that was the highest of the high, that game. And that's it. And we just fell flat on our face, and he couldn't get any motivation, couldn't get anything going. And that's what I think the difference over the last 2 weeks is going to be with Frank being able to not just motivate these kids, but show and pour love into them and make them understand that they're worth every moment that they're on, you know, wearing the Tiger uniform.
What's crazy is, you know, we talked about being ready and also talk about heart of a champ sometimes.
Yep.
Indiana, in the final minutes of this game, they pieced together a drive, which they had struggled all game long.
Mm-hmm.
Fernando Mendoza throws a touchdown pass in the back of the end zone. And so with 36 seconds left, Indiana has taken the lead over Penn State 27-24. Man, I got to give it to him. Man, we talk about quarterbacks and what Ty Simpson has done. Look what Mendoza in the most difficult situations. He was not having a good day, but he pieced together that drive at the end and looks as though they are on the verge of stealing a game, so to speak, in Happy Valley.
So this is one of those things I was talking about in the first segment. It's the fact of the matter that if you want to take your program to the next level and you want to be significant, these are the kind of games you've got to be able to win, because you're not going to blow everybody out, especially in Happy Valley against Penn State, who has a really great roster. Now, they don't have their coach they started the season with, but that doesn't mean anything. They're still a really good team. This was a number, what, three ranked team in the country at one point?
Number three ranked.
So you can't dismiss that at all. There's some great talent on the other side of that football field or from Indiana. And in that, that speaks volumes for me about what Indiana is and who their coach is, Cignetti. And then Mendoza, he's just as cool as the other side of the pillow, as it says. Now, here we go. Now the defense got to step up, and they got to prevent Penn State from scoring.
Because they could basically tie it
or win the game, whatever.
You know, in the final seconds.
That's right.
So, again, we'll keep you updated on that. But with about 38 seconds left, or 36 seconds, no, it's 29 now, Indiana 27, Penn State 24, and another crazy game going on. Southern Miss, and we've talked about Charlie Huff. And Charlie Huff's a guy I've known for quite a few years. Leaves Marshall to go to Southern Miss, and I always thought that was a bit strange. But, man, Southern Miss made it appealing to Charles, and certainly with finances.
Yep.
They have a 27-21 lead over Arkansas State. Southern Miss 6-2, Arkansas State's 5-4, but man, Charlie Huff, to have this team win seven games in year one, I want to say, Deuce, they got either 49 or 51. I don't remember the exact number.
Yeah.
Transfer guys on that team.
That's a lot.
And look what Charlie Huff's done.
And I think that's the only way you can do that in your first season as a coach, especially in college football now. And if you don't utilize that transfer portal and get these guys in there to be able to, you know, you get some juniors and a couple seniors here and there, and maybe some sophomores who's been playing as a redshirt freshman or something like that, you can then go walk into a university like Southern Miss and make some moves. Now, I think the reason he moved on from Marshall to Southern Miss is because now you're in the South. Now you get seen. You really, and you can learn, if you can learn to recruit in the South at Southern Miss, hey, you know what?
That's a bigger mountain to climb.
It might be that Auburn job. It might be that Florida. You never know what it's going to be. So, you know, that's the opportunity. That's the reason why I think he left Marshall.
And it's a final in Lubbock as Texas Tech has defeated BYU. A lot of people say it's an upset, but when you're 11.5-point favorite, I don't
care
if they rated ahead of you or not. Texas Tech dominated this game, 29-7 over BYU. BYU just couldn't get anything going on offense in Texas. Tech's defense, man, it's worth every penny.
Every penny.
And that Cody paid for those guys. But again, too.
That's what happens.
Coach McGuire's evaluation of the type people that he needed. Okay, money's one thing, mm-hmm. but making the right decision on the guys to go after is another.
We talk about that at work all the time. We talk about hiring the best. And how do you hire the best? Is the best fit? It's the best performance. It's the best attitude and mindset. And it's not necessary. And for me, it's the best fit first. What you can do with, you know, your performance and your level of skill is one thing. That's not the first thing that I look for. I look for fit. Is this person, can you walk in this office and be a part of what we do every day? And so I think that's what the coaches are trying to, the better coaches who are being able to do that and identify the right people that belong in their program and that belong on their team, that can make the best fit for their group that they have, that coach is going to be the most successful coach. And as you can see, Texas Tech's coach has done that.
Coach McGuire, I remember when he was a high school, he was one of the most successful high school coaches ever in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. Transitions, he goes to Baylor and becomes an assistant coach
and
there.
And that's hard to go
and
from high school
difficult.
To college. Yes,
yeah, and to give up the reins as, hey, I'm the boss.
Yeah.
You got a boss mm-hmm. that's telling you what to do. But, man, he's made a great transition to college football. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettey along with Herb Tyler at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettey along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got great food and drink specials. You can watch all the games leading up into LSU, Alabama, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Let's go down to our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We have on the line with us Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. 2 weeks ago, Jeff, and we talked, ain't nothing happened at LSU in that time frame, right? You got a coach gone, a new interim coach. You got a you had an interim AD, acting AD, not a regular AD. You got a
no president.
You got a new president, and he don't have no accent, but he grew up about 30 miles further south on the bayou than I did. We were able to get him on during the week on WWL Wade Roos and a new chancellor, everything else. So nothing else is going on. On, right, Jeff?
No, it's been pretty calm. 2 weeks here. You know, I should have planned a European vacation or something. You know, I there was nothing to do around here for the last 2 weeks. Just absolutely insane. I don't think we'll ever see anything like that ever again, to be honest with you. And I remember 2 weeks ago I was on with you guys and said,
"Yep,
you know, they don't win this game against A&M, and if the offense looks bad, certainly." Certainly, we're looking at some staff changes with a bye week coming on. No way you could have foreseen what happened, or even when you were at halftime of that game, there was no way you could foresee what ended up happening over the, especially that last week of October.
Yeah, Jeff, and the biggest sport in football, basketball, and baseball in Louisiana came into play too. Louisiana politics. Yeah, that's a bigger sport than LSU football or Saints football, man.
That's right.
And so, man, we got the whole gambit all in one shot. Let's see now if they can piece this all together. Herb and I were talking about this. I do think tonight, I don't know if LSU can win, but I think that you're going to see a very spirited effort from this football team. I think Frank Wilson has got that message across to them. I mean, their running game's not going to all of a sudden be a great running game. I think they'll run it more under Frank.
Yeah.
Now, again, you don't have to play a mobile quarterback, but Ty Simpson's pretty damn good sitting in the pocket throwing the ball, too. And you won't play a better set of receivers than you will when you play Alabama with Ryan Williams and Jeremy Bernard, who's a triple transfer. He goes from Michigan State to Washington, and now he's at Alabama. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on what do you expect from this LSU football team? And do you think, like I do, that I think they're going to try to run the football much more in this game than maybe we've seen in the previous ones?
Well, coming into this game, they're about 55-45 pass to run, and really actually closer to 56, but and that's down from the 60-40 they were last year. So, you know, there was a little bit more of a commitment to the ground game, especially if you go back to that, you know, season opener game against Clemson. They really committed to the ground. And I would say even in the South Carolina game, and they would have obviously scored a lot more points in that game against in South Carolina if you didn't have two turnovers in the red zone and a missed field goal and all that. So they've had games where they've actually been a little bit committed to the run. And Harlan Berry had an outstanding first half against A&M 2 weeks ago. And I thought, you know, I remember I said it to you guys 2 weeks ago. I go, maybe this is going to be Harlan Berry's coming out party. And in the first half, I was looking pretty good on that prediction. So I'm going with that prediction again. I think you're going to see a lot of him, and you're going to see some Caden Durham, and they're going to try to establish the ground game and try to get this thing going, try to be balanced. You got a running backs coach, and you got an offensive line coach who's calling plays. So that's going to tell you right there that they need to be committed to being on the ground. And I like you, I think there's, you know, I think everybody's anticipating that this is going to be a spirited effort from LSU. You know, whether they're talented enough, I don't know. I am a little concerned about, I think one of the things that I was kind of surprised when I look back at it, that Marcel Reed only threw for 202 yards. It sure seemed like he threw for a lot more than that against LSU. Now, granted, he also rushed for over 100 yards, so maybe that's part of it. But there were wide receivers wide open all over on the field. You go look at the yards after catch was 130 yards for A&M in that game. That's a lot. It's a high percentage. So I'm a little concerned. Can LSU, even though they're not facing a mobile quarterback tonight, can this defensive secondary matchup slow down these wide receivers that Alabama has? To me, that's a big concern coming into this game. And, of course, you still don't have your emotional leader out there in Whit Weeks. And without him, I mean, this defense is not nearly like as feisty and passionate as it was in the first six games of the season.
Yeah.
Your thoughts? This Alabama defense, and we'll have Ryan Fowler on. Ryan's part of the game, and he covers Alabama and part of the flagship station. And he's told me, Mike, this defense isn't as good as we've seen in years past. There is no, when you look at it, like he said, no surefire guy that you could say is a definite number one pick. Like he said, years ago, they had four or five. He said their secondary has somewhat been picked on. Teams have had some success running the football. The one game against Vandy, like he said, it wasn't that they stopped Diego Pave. He stopped himself.
He stopped himself, yeah.
They were inside the 20-yard line twice, and he turns it over. He said there is some concerns here because over the last 10 years, he feels maybe this is the least talented Alabama defense. He says still good defense, but not as talented as we've seen in years past.
And they've kind of struggled, maybe not to the extent of LSU, but they have struggled with the mobile quarterback. And I think that's why there's been so much of this talk, and Frank Wilson admitting to us this week that Michael Van Buren has gotten more snaps with the first team, because I think they want to try, especially in short yarded situations or goal line situations inside the five, they want to try to maybe exploit that with Michael Van Buren because of that. So when you look at it, I think I got it up on my column. I do have it in my column that I put up as far as the preview to, Florida State's quarterback rushed for 70 yards against them. Sellers had a big game rushing the football. Pavia had a good game. Missouri's quarterback, when they played him, he rushed for over 60 yards against them. So that has been part of Alabama's susceptibility. Not as bad as LSU, because when LSU gets torched by a mobile quarterback, it's pretty bad, but it's still not very good.
Yeah.
They're these two teams, LSU and Alabama, I mean, there's a lot of similarity with both of them. Both of them have struggled to run the football. I think that the big difference is that Alabama's passing game has been much better than LSU's. Alabama's got a Heisman candidate finalist, probably at quarterback, and then they got these two dynamic wide receivers. And, LSU's got Garrett Nussmeier, who's just kind of struggled, and a receiving group that just hasn't really caught fire like I think a lot of us thought would.
Jeff, it's been a whirlwind of 2 weeks. Can you tell me what is the most impactful thing that's happened over the last 2 weeks with LSU football?
Well, I think Virg Osberry being the named the athletics director. I think you needed a stabilizing force. Virg has been around. He's been involved in four coaching searches. His two kids play college football. So he's not only seen how programs work, obviously he's very well knows how the LSU program works, but he's kind of sensed it, with one son going to Auburn and now he's at LSU and then another son is at Notre Dame. So he's got an idea. He's been in athletics for decades. He's a former player. He's a Louisiana guy. I just think, it's the best choice that LSU could have made. And I think Virg Osberry seems like it, at least from the outside. He understands, and he talked about it, this week about what they're looking for when it comes to their next head coach. And there's a reason why there's a video that LSU media put together, and it finishes with the phrase "all in." They're looking for a head coach that's going to fit with what LSU is all about, and they're looking for a coach that could be all in on every facet of college football. Mm-hmm. It is so now. It's a 15, 16 hour job, nearly 12 months out of the year, and you got to be all in on it in order to have success because of the transfer portal and NIL stuff and all these in their camps that you have in the springtime and all these things that a football program has going on. And I think Virg, seeing what has happened here with Brian Kelly, seeing it firsthand, I think he's got a sense of, okay, we brought a guy in who is the winningest coach in college football, and it didn't work. Well, why didn't it work? Well, he knows, hey, this didn't happen. So when he's vetting these potential coaching candidates, I think he'll get an idea of whether when that guy arrives in Baton Rouge, is he going to not perform some of the same mistakes that Brian Kelly did. And so I think to me that was the most significant thing that happened. A lot of people look at Scott Woodward as a great athletics director. I think that hurt a lot of people that he is not here anymore. Kim Mulkey, you heard her. She was devastated. I think there are some donors, big-time donors, that are not happy that he's not the athletic director anymore. But if you wanted a 1A choice, it seems like Virg Osbury would be the guy.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Man, we appreciate it and hope within the next week things sort of calm down a little bit. We can't be more eventful. Believe me, it can't be more eventful than it's been over the last 2 weeks. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, let's get LSU a W up on the board tonight.
It'd be fun to see. It'd be a lot of fun to see. I know LSU fans would love it. It would be their national championship, let's face it, if they could pull it off tonight.
That's right.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. Jeff Palermo on our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show right after this break. Finishing up here on our number one, our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We'll be back for more right after this news break.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.